as we are excited to go back to the Auburn Bank phone line and bring on a good friend of the program. Joe Bartle from RotoWire is here with us today. Who knows what we will get into during today's program. Joe, how are you?
Hey, I hope it's more bad trade calls, but that was a lot of fun when we discussed
I knew that was the first thing that was going to come
and,
up.
And here's where we need to start, Joe, because first and foremost, Tom and I had that trade discussion on the show last week. Today is Tom's birthday, right? So I might be in more of a giving favor to my friend Tom Peeve if you were to offer something up. But
I don't need it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. So I ended
you
up.
You made some birthday moves.
Well, I made a move, and it worked out great for me. So I was able to ship a car off for Devin Singletary, and Singletary had a good week. So it worked out for me.
See, that's a fair trade, I think, on both sides. I just completed a trade where I was needing a quarterback. Trevor Lawrence was my starter for a couple of weeks. I actually started Jordan Love last week, and he was the highest scoring of my quarterbacks, which says a lot about how desperate my need was for quarterback. And I had to give up a pretty penny in the case of Pat Freiermuth and Christian Kirk. And, you know, I think that was a pretty reasonable deal, Derek Carr for Devin Singletary. I appreciate that you weren't trying to swindle anybody else out of their Delvin Cook shares.
He had him on the bench. He wasn't playing him, so I was like, well, you know, I mean, and he needed a quarterback, so
yeah,
I was gonna test the waters and see there, but yeah, you shot that one down. But
Joe, I did play Dalvin Cook this week. I did win. I did start Jordan Love like you told me to. I mean, I followed your advice.
I'm glad that I was able to help you out. I was operating this under the same way, and I had Dalvin Cook in a few weeks and was happy enough with his performance. I wasn't thrilled with the Jordan Love stats. I thought there were some certain things that I came away from the game being okay with as a Packers fan. But overall, I thought from the statistical performance, the fantasy performance, he definitely could have done better. I think he was like quarterback 23 or 24. So there probably were better guys available on the waiver wire, but I'm happy he got the win regardless.
You mentioned the Packers, and I mean, we're steering away from some fantasy stuff here, but I mean, obviously a lot of controversy going on with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers right now. What's your hot take on what's going on up there in Green Bay with all that?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember where we were at last week compared to when we did this phone call now. Certainly things have, I think, changed a little bit in my mind. I felt the trade last week a little bit because the immunized and whether or not he was vaccinated conversation reminded me a lot of Ryan Braun. Following Pat McAfee's show last Friday, different or whatever it was Wednesday, I'm not sure, different feelings overall for that night. I'm frustrated. I think that loss was a lot on Rodgers, and whether or not his personal choice makes an impact on a team, okay, that's his opinion, probably not worthy of discussion, I think,
right,
from my point of view or others. You know, the Jordan Love part of it, I was hoping there'd be better performance from him against that Chiefs defense, and I was disappointed to see Matt LaFleur not get that offense set to make Jordan Love be successful. Right? Clearly, he wasn't able to make his reads from a defensive perspective. And if he wasn't able to get the ball out in time. That's on Matt LaFleur, especially in the second half, where it felt like the Chiefs were setting nine every other play of consequence. And I thought the running game, whether it be Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon, could have been more involved, too. So I was disappointed from Matt LaFleur's play-calling perspective. I anticipate Rodgers is playing this Sunday against Russell Wilson, and we'll see which one of them ends up looking worse coming off of their respective either the COVID situation or Russell Wilson's finger injury. And we saw this past week with Dak Prescott, what happens when a quarterback is limited. You know, I almost wonder if we're going to see a little bit of limitations from both of those guys, and this should be a really good matchup for the Packers in particular, because we know the Seahawks defense is not very good. But again, it requires Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers, and we know from many other athletes who have suffered from COVID-19 at some point or another over the last year plus, that's not a given that they will be able to return back to complete form.
Joe Bartle is with us here on today's show. You can follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. He's on behalf of RotoWire. They help you dominate your fantasy football league. You've got to be sure to check them out because Joe helps you win. That's what he did for me last week. Cam, how are you feeling about your team, and how can Joe help you this week?
Pretty solid. I actually was going to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. Do you think he'll be able to play? And you said, you think he will be, and they're not, he's not 100%. He's going to bounce back and be at his best. I have Kirk Cousins as my second quarterback, and I know they're playing the Chargers. What do you think? Should I leave it as is with A-Rod, or should I let Cousins? Because he's been playing pretty well and above average.
Yeah. Yeah, Cousins is certainly a fine back, but I think that's kind of a perfect spot that you want to be for that position. Somebody that you can throw in and get you 15, 20 points, that's fine. The Rodgers ceiling is higher for me, and I would envision if he is able to play, he will do fine enough. That matchup should be just fine enough, should be pretty darn good. And, you know, they're going to be at home, I think, in this contest, yeah. Which makes me feel even more confident that we'll be able to handle the crowd noise. That would have been if they're in Seattle. That would make me a little bit more hesitant. I think that defense is just so darn bad. And while I do believe Russell Wilson's also playing, Rodgers should be okay. I'll be glad to start him. I actually think Dalvin Cook is going to have an insane game so long as he's able to play with his legal stuff happening right now. I think Dalvin Cook against that Chargers run defense is going to be like 120 yards minimum. I don't see a way in which the Chargers defense stops Dalvin Cook at all. And I think by default, Kirk Cousins might have less of a game because that Chargers defense just is so miserable against the run.
Right. Okay. Appreciate that.
Joe Bartle here with us on the show. Again, follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. As you well know, as the world well knows at this point, I proudly hail from the state of North Carolina, where the football team can't find a quarterback right now. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday for the Panthers?
Yeah, it seems like it's P.J. Walker time, and I was in on Sam Darnold. I thought it was all Adam Gase's fault as to why Sam Darnold was ruined during his Jets tenure, and I thought he was going to look really good during the Panthers. I can guarantee you I was doing victory laps on people who were saying otherwise for that first month of the season, and I've kind of had E. Crow. I felt like whether it's been injuries or not, Darnold has not looked up to the part, and honestly the Panthers' schedule to start the season was really easy. So at this point, I'm out on Darnold, and it's frustrating. I don't know if P.J. Walker is any better. I know during his one stint with the Colts, I was a little bit impressed with that start. And obviously, what he did with the XFL drew a little bit of eyeballs onto him. But, we got to see what happens from an NFL perspective. And I'm not convinced he's that guy either. So I would imagine they'll turn to Darnold again at some point. You got the Cardinals matchup this week, which is a pretty good defense. But then after that, Washington football team, Miami Dolphins, and then you have the bye. Those are two of the worst defenses in terms of allowing points at the fantasy quarterback position overall. Washington's 32nd, so dead last. Miami's 28. If P.J. Walker shows any semblance of being effective, and to be clear, the Panthers have plenty of pass catchers to make that work, then I would be considering starting him against the Dolphins in Week 12 if you really needed a streaming quarterback then.
I mentioned a moment ago that it's actually Tom Peavy's birthday, who he shares a birthday, Tom. We haven't got to this yet, but you share a birthday with Mike McCarthy, who Joe Bartle knows quite well.
Nice.
McCarthy turning 58. Do you think fondly back on the McCarthy years, Joe, or how do you feel on that? He's celebrating his 58th birthday.
No, I don't. That's an unfortunate birthday to share. it's funny. I distinctively remember the day that he was fired. It was after that Cardinals loss. Because the grocery store in which I was shopping at the time, I left the game halfway through because it was just so bad. The grocery store announced on over the PA, Mike McCarthy's been fired.
It's
crazy that a Wisconsin grocery store was thought this was most important information and needed to share it. And honestly, I was very happy they did because getting back, I could quickly look at things and everything else like that. There were certainly some good moments. The reason I don't believe the Cowboys are a Super Bowl contender is literally because of Mike McCarthy. I think there are so many things from a coaching perspective, strategy-wise, that he just does that you can't really win with. And I think they won that Super Bowl in 2011 despite Mike McCarthy. And at the time, his offensive schemes were pretty unique and at least were hard to scheme for. And while he is doing just fine offensively right now with the weapons and Dak Prescott at his disposal, I really do think there are some strategical decisions that are going to impact his ability to win meaningful postseason games moving forward. So as a Cowboys hater, really I'm a hater of all the NFC teams and how much publicity they get on those primetime games, I'm totally fine that Mike McCarthy's at the helm because I'm pretty certain that will mean the Cowboys will at some point lose a postseason game that matters.
That's awesome stuff. Joe Bartle with us here as he is every single Wednesday. Wednesday means Joe Bartle Day, and that means a whole lot to us. All right, are we at 13 fantasy football teams? 15? Do I got that number right? What is it?
Yeah, it was 15. Yeah, the second number is correct.
Okay, so do we have creative team names, Joe? Or are you as generic as they come and I see you as Team Bartle in every single lineup?
I think I'm even more generic. My go-to is just Joe. I like the alliteration of it, but just Joe is my team. I'm just incredibly, incapable of thinking of any good name, but I also don't feel like copying other good names out there. I feel like that's just as bad. I see so many Springfield Isotopes. I think it's Simpsons reference or something. Like I'm in a fantasy basketball league, and like a lot of Mo Bamba jokes are out there too. I would rather not copy a very well-known team name and just go with my stupid, boring alliteration one of Just Joe. And I think that's probably like 60% of my team names is that.
Just Joe. All right. Let me get 30 seconds of thought from you on the Bucks so far to open up this season. You're the reigning champs, Joe. All eyes on you. How are you feeling about Milwaukee?
We're the reigning champs. I feel great. You can't take that injury title away from us. It's not possible. There is a lot of injuries the Bucks are dealing with right now. It's discouraging to me that Brooke Lopez and his interior presence is so missed. Like, Brooke Lopez is 34, 35 years old. We shouldn't be relying on him that significantly to provide interior pressure. I think Giannis at some point is going to have to move down to the five if Lopez can't get back and healthy and really dictate that. And then they have to go ahead and get a four to really cover that spot for Giannis. I'm disappointed with that. And DiVincenzo not being back yet healthy too is impacting things somewhat. You know, if the Bucks are a 4 or 5 seed, I think they'd still be a favorite with whoever they face off against. It's just ideally avoiding the Nets, and whether that be in round 1, round 2, or round 3.
Sure.
You know, at some point, they'd have to play them. And I think that's kind of what the regular season is down to. They have the championship attitude. They won a championship. You have to beat us, the Bucks, at some point. And that could be in the regular season, fine, doesn't matter. It's the postseason that counts, and hopefully they'll be healthy then.
Well, we certainly do appreciate the time each and every Wednesday. We'll be sure to watch a lot of football this year and hit you up if we need any advice going into this week. And we'll talk again next week, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.